I'm a Muslim who strongly believes that Islamic societies should govern themselves by some form of Islamic democracy. I believe that even lay Muslims should decide for themselves how best to interpret their religion and should collaborate to govern their societies by fairly representing a diversity of views. But let me speak for a moment to those who believe Islamic law should be dictated by specially authorized scholars. We might be afraid that those of us without special training simply don't have what it takes to get it right. We're afraid that we don't have the skill or knowledge to properly interpret the source texts. Perhaps even worse, we're afraid that we will interpret our religion to conform to our own selfish desires, rather than to the true will of God. Indeed, it may be safer for our own souls to relinquish the responsibility of interpretation to the Islamic legal scholars. But on the other hand, I'm afraid that when I relinquish responsibility, it might displeasure God even more than getting it wrong. I'm afraid that if God has given me the power to think, feel, and choose intelligently and compassionately, perhaps he wants me to decide according to conscience, even if it defies scholarly authority. Now, I'm not asking that we ignore the scholars. Rather, I'm asking the scholars to listen to us, to move our hearts by gently persuading us. Perhaps we might then be surprised at just how well divine principles shine in our communities. Over the next several weeks, it is my intention to present to you my arguments for Islamic rule by some form of democracy. And I hope we might be able to experiment by opening up a forum where we can hear a diversity of views regarding important issues facing our communities today. And as part of this experiment, I invite the scholars to add their voices as well.